All right, welcome back to the Snook River Grill as Short Track America's Real Racing USA comes back with a vengeance.
You know, we talked to a lot of race car drivers over the years, and, you know, most of them...
We don't talk to many that drive a Learjet.
No, but most of them start racing when they're about five or six, and, you know, every once in a while you run... Like this guy.
The late
this,
bloomer.
This guy here, he started racing him when he was in his baby stroller, from what I understand. Mm. Driver of the number four, modified and super late model all over Florida.
Quote, even as a toddler, Blake knew that he wanted to race cars. He enjoyed watching NASCAR on TV and could name many of the drivers before he was very old at all. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
Mr. Blake Lear.
Blake Lear.
How you doing, Blake?
I'm doing great over here at the Snook River Grill. I just had a nice dinner and everything, and I'm excited to be here.
I tell you what now, Blake. Looking at your worksheet here, I knew I recognized the name, and we just figured out that you were at the sprint races at Daytona when I was doing some announcing in 3 and 4.
Just let me step in here for a minute. Blake, I have to straighten my co-host Bill out. Hey, Bill, this is not a worksheet.
I know.
This could be called like a lot of things, but it's not a worksheet, man. It's a hero card.
Yeah, okay.
It's an autograph card. It's not a worksheet.
It's my notes for the moment. Anyway, to be a Triple Crown winner in the World Karting Association in the Florida State region even is kind of an accomplishment because I've been there and watched them race. You were Junior Champ Light, Junior Champ Heavy, and Junior Animal Champ. 9 WKA state wins, 37 Florida feature wins, Beaver Run Motocross Complex a winner, Southern Pit Raceway and North Carolina winner. A lot of traveling with your karting, and now you've stepped into big motors, big cars. How's that all transferring for you? How is it all that karting experience helping now that you're into the open wheel modified?
Well, my first advice for many other kids that I see in the autograph sessions during the races, they come up to me and their dads ask, what should I have him do if he wants to race or anything? And I tell him, go to karting in the WK first off. And they really have a great organization, and they fell down a little bit last year, but I went to one of the races to help one of my buddies out, and they're doing really great now. Their racing is just, it's unbelievable. It really teaches you how to race, and that's where I learned how to race. And they're great staff and people that they have there in the World Karting Association. I had an honor to meet Bobby Waltrip. It's the third brother of the Waltrip. He does all the announcing for those races. And those races really taught me how to race and become a good, clean driver and respect my elders and everything like that. And it's really helped me for stepping up into these cars with these elder drivers that I'm with that are very good.
Also, it helps you learn how to race with an organization, too.
Yes, it does. And to race for points. And it's just all around, it's just the basic learnings of racing, but it's also very competitive. And WK national title is one of a great honor to have.
Now, have you ever run out at the, what's it called, the Coliseum in Daytona when they have 285 entries and stuff for one class?
Yes, I've ran out there in the Coliseum. Sadly, they just tore it down. So I believe I ran there one of the last years. But that was a crazy race to go to. It was a stadium, a football stadium, and the track was just limestone. So they had these 285 carts for one class. I think they had 2,000 drivers, or maybe 3,000.
Over 5 days, they do 2,230-something one time.
Yes. 1 year, I failed to qualify for that race. I was heartbroken. So the next year, I went back, and they only let 30 drivers race. Qualified 23rd or something. Didn't do too well, but that was the start of the 2005 season where I did so great. I finished 7th, and that was actually my worst finish of the year for that national season.
That's not bad against that many drivers.
No, I had one DNF, and that was up in a pavement race all the way up in New York. I was running second with 2 laps to go. I had a lifter break in the engine.
Oh, man. Now, the move up from karts to super late models and open wheel modifieds, what made you decide to go that high?
Well, I know I'm going to NASCAR, and that's my final goal, NASCAR, and I really want Indy 500 and the NASCAR championship and everything like that. And I knew that it was just the place to go because, you know, an open wheel modified is really a great auto machine. It's a machine. It has 600 plus horsepower, 8-inch tires, and that could really teach you how to drive a car. And that's where I really learned how to drive a car. I struggled with it at the little beginning, and I just kept working on it and going practicing and everything like that. And at the mid-season, I started winning some races at Orlando, at New Smyrna. And I stepped up into a super late model, which is the highest class you can go to without traveling, and I'm planning on running the whole 2007 season in Sunbelt Series and winning some races this year.
Well, a lot of guys we've talked to, the super late model is actually a more technical car than a Winston Cup car. As far as shock setup, I mean, there's more setups in a super late model than there is in those Winston Cup cars. Of course, they go wind tunnel and all that stuff. But in the super late models, guys have told me that if you took them out at Talladega, they'd just shake apart.
Well, these super late models, they're amazing machines. They're just, I learn more and more every day. I'm at the race shop with Brian Finney and Wally Finney at the race, and there's my really mentors and everything like that. I just, every day I'm over there, I'm working on my car as hard as I can. I always learn. They really teach me, and I just love learning about them.
Oh, so you work with those guys in at the Finney's machine shop over there, race shop, and you learn all this stuff from them?
Yes, I'm part of their shop. I'm as far as February 1st, mm-hmm. I'm in their shop with them and all the time, and they're over there, and they're helping me crew chief, and they're helping me learn about these cars.
Did you have some other driver as you first started to get into bigger cars outside of go-karting that kind of helped step up and give you a little mentoring in it along the way also?
Brian Finney, he's always been there for me. He's a really great guy.
Cool. I mean, it's not easy to do. I mean, I still think it's a difficult transition because go-karts tend to stop when you put on the brake, whereas big cars don't.
So you're being homeschooled. You go to school in a homeschool program, right? Is the reason for that, does that have something to do with your racing?
Absolutely. Program? I go to school 3 days a week on a homeschool basis, and so I can, the rest of the week, I can work on my race cars, get ready for the races. But as I'm going to school, I get to graduate faster, and I still get the high school diploma that I need, and I get all my credits and everything. It's a really great program, and I can do the hours I want, and it's a great program that
I have. Where are you at in that program right now? Are you coming up on your senior year?
I'm actually 16, and I'm a senior.
Cool.
No doubt. Now tell me, how did the Orlando Predators come about as a sponsor on your race car?
Well, my dad right now, he's in Orlando selling Ferraris and Maseratis. That's where he works right now. And Ron House is the Orlando Predators, and he's a really great guy, and he loves racing. My dad started talking to him, and I met Ron House. We had a couple meetings with him, and then the Orlando Predators decided, hey, this is a great opportunity. So they came on board, and we gave them a lot of sponsors, and they got a lot of sponsorship, a lot of TV time and news press. So as that went on, we got other sponsors like Blackwater Barbecue, Superior Towing, CheapTicketsCancun.com. All those other great sponsors that I have a pleasure to work with.
Now, do you get any of the Orlando Predator players to come see some races every once in a while?
No, but last year at the Governor's Cup, we had the cheerleaders there at the race.
Cheerleaders.
How could we forget?
If anybody was there, they knew that the cheerleaders were there. And
it was cold, too.
Yeah, it was.
But there'll be more at the races this year. They'll have more. And if you watch any of the games, they're having me do some of the coin tosses this year, and I'll have my car there and sign autographs and everything.
I want you to do a donut in the middle of
it. So if you weren't being a race car driver, what sport would you be involved in?
I enjoy golf.
Really?
Yes, my man.
Yeah.
There you go.
I enjoy golf.
I'll tee off with you.
I'm not very good at it right now, but I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's just like everything else you
just
can learn.
Just don't ride on top of the golf cart.
Yeah.
No.
What's the most challenging thing for you about the job of being a race car driver?
Nothing. I love racing.
Yeah.
And I just love to get out there and eat it, just chomp every day, just chomping at the bit, keep working on it.
Well, you have learned in the last probably 3 years how to do just what you're doing now, being able to deal with the media a little better, being able to, you know, let people understand what you're thinking and what you're talking about, as opposed to some of those kart racing times when you're a little younger and you're a little tentative. Did somebody come along and kind of mentor and tutor you in that area to help you get used to talking to the media and doing that kind of stuff?
My parents, my mom and dad, they really helped me out, and they knew that this is really a route to go. You have to be able to market and everything like that. And they're exactly right. Everybody's right. If you have sponsors and great sponsors and the fans that come out and make these races happen, I mean, racing wouldn't exist. No sport would exist if a fan base wasn't there to be there. And they just tell me to respect everything. So
it looks like you make yourself very accessible to the fans, and they get an awesome looking card, you know, with your information, your pictures, and the Predator cheerleaders, of course, are on there. That kind of stuff. But are all those personal appearances that you do for the Predators or any of the other sponsors you have on board, are those some of the things you kind of enjoy to do in now that you get out and talk to people and write your autograph a bunch of times?
I enjoy talking to my fans and everything like that as much as I enjoy sitting in that race car racing every Saturday, Sunday night. I love talking to my fans, and they, just like I said, fans, if fans weren't there, the race wouldn't happen.
Absolutely.
What is your biggest win so far?
My biggest win so far at stock car or go-kart?
Stock car race.
Stock car would be a New Smyrna in a modified, or Orlando in a modified. I think it was New Smyrna in a modified because it was just starting out in the super late model there. Last year, getting my feet wet in those supers. And I had a little incident at the race before that, so I had to go out there and tear them up in a modified against some other great modified drivers that are out there that night, like Alan Bruns and some other guys that had a lot more motor than I did.
Now, do you have a karting win that stands higher above those right now because it was so difficult to do or get?
I think my best karting win was at Southern Pit in North Carolina. Third lap of the race, I lost my brakes, and I was just hoping the whole race that a caution wouldn't come because I wouldn't be able to stop, and they would have kicked me out of the race. But luckily, a caution didn't occur, and I won that race.
So, now that you're in the super late model ranks, what's it like racing side by side with the Choquettes, the Schofields, the Andersons?
Oh, I love it. I love racing these super late models. I could never go back to anything less. I just got to keep moving up. These super late models are, like I said, they're a heck of a machine, and I just love racing with all these guys.
Well, things happen fast like they did at Lakeland a couple weeks ago.
How is it with a broken finger?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't too bad. It only hurt under caution when I started thinking about everything else.
Yeah.
There's lots of caution.
Now, yeah, and he talked about some names here locally, but you grew up in Clearwater, Florida, so when it comes to people talking about, the Copes and the Pletchers and so forth, you have that understanding of that history for this area and so forth. Some of those guys, who did you look up to when you were going to the races to watch them at Sunshine Speedway or wherever?
I really respect everybody that's there racing. They're there, they're spending their money, and they're trying as hard as they can to be there racing. And some days, most people have a good day, and some people don't have such a good day. So it doesn't really matter to me. I really respect everybody else there, and since I'm racing with them now, I'm just trying to beat them.
Yeah, that was very diplomatic.
What's coming up for Blake Lear 2007?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
No, what's coming up for Blake Lear 2007?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you.
Whoa, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, this weekend, right. You have a big chore ahead, challenge.
Yeah, this
here.
Weekend, we got the Blue-Gray 200 at Ocala, which is a great track that to go to. A great guy named Mike Peters owns that track, and he really puts a lot of effort into his tracks, and it seems like a lot of fans always come out to that racetrack to watch races, and he really takes time to go around every weekend since you're there. Every time that you're there, he really goes around to your trailers and thanks you for coming. He's a really great guy, just as well as Terry Roberts at New Smyrna that you guys talked to a little earlier. There's just a couple of names that track owners that really spend a lot of time there. But it's my last race in my modified this weekend. It's called the Blue-Gray 200. Now, we're trying to sell that modified right now, so I can just race strictly super late models for 2007 and 2008, looking to get an ARCA.
All right. Blake, sponsors for your race car?
Orlando Predators, CheapTicketsCancun.com, Blackwater Barbecue, Invisible Car Bras, Superior Towing, and...
Come on. I want to hear the good one. If they give you one of their products, it'd be awesome. Ferrari Maserati of Central Florida.
Yeah, Ferrari Maserati of Central Florida. No, I don't think they're going to give me a $300,000 car.
Just a loaner for a weekend?
I've tried a couple times, but they won't let me.
Flip it around Lakeland a couple times.
The Orlando Predators, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. A great sponsor to have. They're really nice guys.
And that's a great thing because that's something more racing needs is more crossover with other sports, a lot more crossover with other sports. They got to be able to do that kind of stuff from now on. So it's pretty awesome, man. Thanks so much for.
So when are you going to do the Predator thing?
The autographs and everything?
Yeah.
Their season's starting up. It's an arena football team, and they're over in Orlando, of course. And I'm going to have my car there, and whatever weekend, if I'm not racing or if they're doing it during the week, maybe. Maybe doing some of the coin tosses and have sign autographs.
Maybe you can get us some tickets.
Absolutely.
All right.
I knew he had a motive.
We'll go to the football game.
All right. I knew he had a motive.
Blake, thanks a lot for being on, brother.
Thank you.
Blake Lear, ladies and gentlemen. How cool is that? Awesome job from the young man. Look forward to seeing him out racing the blue gray or anything else he's.
All right, Real Racing USA live from the Snook River Grill, 2505 Manatee Avenue East in beautiful southern Tampa Bay. I'm Rick Angies.
I'm Bill Green.
And I'm Jack Smith.
You got it right.
I thought you were. I thought you was the alien.
Well, I have AKA, so we'll get into that a little bit later.
Okay.
We're going to be talking to New Smyrna here in a little bit. We're going to talk to Terry Roberts, the big man at New Smyrna.
He is the big man.
Speedway, that is.
Who else are we talking to, Jack?
Second hour tonight, we're going to talk to Marvin Panch, 1961 Daytona 500 winner and one of those top 50 NASCAR drivers of all time. I believe.
That's
is that correct?
That's going back, way back.
That's way back. Do you have a list?
The Wayback Machine? What list?
A list
of what?
We're going to talk to Jack Landis, super late model driver from Ohio.
That list.
Yeah.
Shelley Perry, open wheel modified driver.
From Rhode Island.
Uh-huh. Tony. Come on, Jack.
Now you see, you did it to me.
Benzagno.
Yeah, however.
Benzagno.